Hey, everybody, welcome to PizzaCast, the official podcast of Pizza Extreme Team. Today we're going to talk about some stuff, some Iron Man 3 rumors, some Amazing Spider-Man 2 rumors.
A lot of rumors.
Rumor cast.
That's it, yeah.
We're going to talk about the new Fiona and Cake comic coming out.
Yeah, a couple of quick things here.
And, yeah.
I'll wrap things up by getting into the exciting world of copyright law.
And Superman.
And Superman with the Joe Shuster, copyright thing.
So basically we're going to talk about some stuff you like. So
yeah.
Listen up.
So yeah, and I'm Sam.
And I'm Cody. And we're short of Samantha.
But I'm Samantha.
No. Yeah, we're down a member today. So this might be a quickie pod, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, we figured it's better to keep them coming up regularly than not.
Quantity over quality.
Yeah.
That's
the key to internet success.
Might also be the episode name. Anyway, before we get into our news bits, let's get into, you know, what we've been checking out the last week. You know, I never go first. I'll go first. I've been watching a lot of Gravity Falls, the Disney cartoon.
Yeah, I love Gravity Falls.
Great
Fantastic.
Show. I don't know why I've waited this long to get into them with one episode left in the season.
Admittedly short season.
It's a 13 episode,
yeah.
So they'll probably come back with 26. You know, I'm okay with 13 episode cartoon series seasons, especially when they have like an overarching kind of plot behind.
Yeah, which Gravity Falls does have kind of the
mystery.
You can tell they're building up to something.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I've gone online. There are whole websites devoted to deciphering the secret. Apparently, there's a quick flash of, like, the Pyramid Man, the Triangle Man, with, like, some code written off to the side. And the code says something to the effect of, don't trust Grunkle Stan.
Huh.
Or Stan is not who he says, or something like that. something like sinister.
Huh.
Which is surprising for a Disney cartoon.
Yeah. But, oh, man. You know Grunkle Stan's up to something.
Well, every time he turns around when he's wearing, you know, the wife beater and he's, you know, not in his work clothes, he's got, like, a huge, like, almost a map-looking thing tattooed on his back.
Huh.
You can
I
see,
never
like,
noticed
you can see,
that.
Like, an arrow pointing to a dot, and it looks like a blue map tattooed on his back.
Huh.
Yeah. So it might be, that's going to be interesting. But, no, it's really good. I've been digging it.
I like how he's either wearing that suit or just in a wife beater and underpants.
Yeah.
There's no in-between for Grunkle Stan.
Yeah. Grunkle Stan, why are you acting so cray-cray?
I'm not acting cray-cray.
He's probably my favorite character, actually.
Yeah. Although, I like Mabel.
Mabel, oh yeah, Mabel's great. Yep.
You could tell that the show has some former Simpsons writers.
It does.
Oh. It has some former Simpsons staffers on it. And you can kind of tell the influence.
Yeah.
Especially with some of the things Mabel does and Grunkle Stan, because it's like a Homer and younger Homer kind of thing. But no, good show. The Fight Fighters episode has probably been my favorite so far.
That's the best one. That's the best episode of anything I've seen in a long time. Rumble McSkirmish.
Yes.
And then he killed your father?
And then he killed your father. Yeah.
Uppercut, downercut, bowl of punch.
Yeah, I don't have any of those, you know, standard video game power-ups, you know, full chicken legs, pizza boxes. How's that eating taco? Place it on the floor.
This is the podcast is just going to turn into quotes from Gravity Falls.
Yeah, right. No, there's already a podcast for that out there.
Nice.
But whatever. But no, that's been a good one. So your turn. Go.
My turn. I watched Walking Dead last night. Been watching the new season of Walking Dead.
Cool.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's more of the stuff from... Well, it's been better than last season because zombies have been fought in every episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's been more action-packed than the previous Stuck at the Farm season was.
That's good. That's the same way with the comics. They weren't at the farm for as long in the comics, but they were not a whole lot of stuff happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once they get to the prison, that's when it's
They just got there. There's been two episodes, and the first one is them going in the prison.
Yeah, things really start heating up once they get to the prison, because they find a couple of people, old inmates, that have been living in the prison.
Yeah. They did.
They did. Okay. And has Michonne shown up yet?
She has for a little bit, but she hasn't met, like, the main cast yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool, because in the comics, that's when Michonne shows up, is, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, dragging two two walkers. Yeah. But yeah, so that's cool. That's cool. I haven't really been watching it, but then again, I don't watch a whole lot of TV anymore.
It's about the only thing that I make sure to see when it comes out. That and South Park, and I missed the last one of that.
Oh, yeah.
The Honey Boo Boo South Park they did was pretty good.
I would imagine. Yeah, no, I haven't. I'm guessing something to do with Cartman.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cartman actually came to terms with the fact that he's fat.
Oh, okay.
But instead of doing something about it, he decides he's just going to start going around in one of those rascal scooters.
Oh, jeez.
Being the obnoxious fat person.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my yeah. God.
But then they make a reality show based on him called Fatty Doo Doo. And then he finds out that Honey Boo Boo gets better ratings than him, so he gets ticked. And they actually fight at the end.
Nice, nice. Was it? Now, it would have been a great callback if the fight were the same.
The fight purple flight. Dead or alive. Dead or not.
Yeah, dead alive. No, they live. That's it. They live, yeah.
Yeah, they should have did that. Yeah. But the best part was the B plot is James Cameron going under the ocean to find the bar to raise the bar.
Okay, yeah.
Which they had this little James Cameron song, and James Cameron consistently refers to himself in the third person.
Excellent. As I imagine he would.
But he does raise the bar, and everybody stops paying attention to Fatty Boo.
Ah, okay.
Or awesome. Honey Boo Boo. I call her Fatty Boo Boo. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's close enough. Yeah, I saw a picture online, Honey Boo Boo's mom and Slimer, and there are distinct similarities between the two. It is uncanny.
When Slimer was alive, Slimer was Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah. Okay, well, I have one last thing to kind of get into. I've been playing some computer games, which is kind of unprecedented for me. I've been playing the Street Fighter. We talked about this last time we hung out when we weren't recording.
Well, technically we were,
but I still don't know if we're going to be able to use it or not. So the Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition with all the extra characters and stuff, and that's pretty fun. I'm partial to fighting games. I will say that.
See, I don't like fighting games. I like fighting game lore, mm-hmm. and I like the characters, yeah. but I can't play them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see,
I'm terrible at fighting games.
I don't know what it is, but I've always been good. I mean, even on the old SNES with the Zangief and all, you know, having to do the full, you know, circle with the D-pad and the grapple moves, I was able to do that stuff. I don't know how. It's tough. Yeah, it took me forever. But
I'm bad at fighting games.
Yeah.
But I like them.
Yeah, and you know, and I think a lot of and like you mentioned with the lore, I think a lot of it with Street Fighter is I get into the backstory of it.
They're iconic characters.
Yeah, yeah. You know, playing the game actually made me want to go. There's a independent comic company called Udon.
Yeah,
and it almost makes me want to go back and find some of the old Udon comics. I'm sure they're all in like dollar bins nowadays.
Probably
because I know the series is done, but. Yeah, I would. I'm almost interested in going back and checking some of that stuff out because I kind of dig that more than you know.
I read a big Wikipedia. I went on a Wikipedia rampage about Final Fight this morning.
Oh yeah.
And now I want to play all those weird Final Fight games.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because I've only really played the original arcade one.
Yeah, I like how the Final Fight has been kind of incorporated into
Street Fighter. Yeah.
In fact, I've read something where the arcade version of Street Fighter. Like the original, or Street Fighter 2, I guess, technically, where they have the two guys, like, standing on the street, and one punches the other one real quick, and they are not characters from the game. The rumor is that that's actually Cody.
Oh, from, yeah, in the intro, yeah.
Because Final Fight was originally going to be called Street Fighter 91, or 89, or something like that, where it was going to be, they were supposed to be tied in together.
I like Cody's backstory, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
He goes to prison for being a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
That's just because he likes fighting dudes.
Yeah. and it's similar with a guy who's, you know, he's like Kung Fu Batman.
Yeah.
That's kind of his thing. I'm surprised they haven't put Mike Hagar into a game yet.
I know. People would love that. They would go nuts because mm-hmm. everybody loves Hagar.
Yeah. You know, there actually has been a fighting game with Hagar as a character. On SNES called Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrestling game.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there's a character named Gunlock who they've kind of retconned into being Guile's older brother.
Huh.
Because in the game he had a similar stupid flat top.
Yeah.
but no, I love, you know, when they connect one to the other and kind of go around and stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. I'd almost like to see a beat-em-up with the Street Fighter characters.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. Or at least shoehorn that in as some kind of extra content on a game.
Yeah, right. Well, like the Subspace Emissary from
Smash Brothers. Yeah.
I'd do something like that with the...
yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. But I've been playing that, and I've been playing the Lego Batman 2. And
that's fantastic.
You were absolutely right in your review of it from when it was actually relevant.
Yeah.
It is an excellent game. The only thing is I'm kind of... I don't like how you have to wait. You have to beat the game before you can switch out into other characters in free play. Because I just spent like all my coins on like General Zod and Sinestro, and I can't use them till I finish the game. So
It's just them arbitrarily lengthening the replay value of the game.
Well, mission accomplished, because I know I'm going to be logging a lot of hours on that thing.
Yeah.
So that's it.
The last couple levels are pretty fantastic, because that's when the other heroes show up.
Okay, so. See, I'm not there yet. I've they've built the composite Lex Luthor Joker robot.
Yeah,
yeah. Is that pretty close to the end?
Yeah.
I kind of figured it would be, but cool. Very cool. Yeah, I spent one entire session of sitting just going through and unlocking all of the save points, the teleport points, all the maps.
Yeah.
Didn't fight any of the villains. Just flew to one, unlocked. And I love how when you're super, it's the Batman theme through the whole thing.
Yeah.
And when you're Superman and you fly up, it switches to the...
to the Superman theme from the movie.
Yeah, that was good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. But no, really good. Really good. Recommended, especially now that you can probably get it for cheap.
Yeah.
Or cheaper. Do you have anything else before we take the break?
Let me think a second. I know I've been doing something. No. Let's go to break.
Okay, let's go to break. All right, break time. Go. And we're back! All right, we're back from break.
That reminds me, I found on Tumblr the other day, I saw somebody took a live Motley Crue set.
Yeah?
And they edited out all the songs except for the last note and the banter between them. And it is hilarious. He just said, "All right, everybody want to rock and roll." And you get one note and then the crowd going, "Woo!" It just sounds hilarious. I don't know why.
That's fantastic.
Like, where that idea came from, but it's the best.
No, there was someone had taken Diamond Dave and edited out. Like, just like made a soundboard of just the him going, "All right, yeah,
yeah."
No, that was fantastic.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we're gonna get into some new stuff real quick, I guess. Got a message.
Oh no, that's my email.
Oh, got an email.
Emails.
Let's check it live.
Yeah.
Live emails. That's not going to load.
Yeah. So it could tell you that you have an email, but it can't show you the email?
You have to download the email afterwards. It's totally backwards.
That's maddening, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get a signal to get what it is. Oh, well.
Oh, well, anyway.
It's probably spam.
Probably. Delicious spam.
There it went. It was a GameStop ad.
Oh, boy. All right, so barring any more distractions...
win free games for a year from Power Up Rewards.
Whoop-dee-shit.
Yeah. They've been sending me... They sent me an email because I bought Mario Kart 7 from them, and they sent me an email saying, "Hey, we'll give you $25 if you trade Mario Kart 7 in." I'm like, leave me alone.
No. Yeah.
I don't want to trade in my Mario Kart 7. I'm very aware that I can bring it there and get money. Don't creep me out with personalized emails.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on the news stuff.
Let's get on that news train. So,
to Newstown.
Newstown. Iron Man 3 stuff. They're slowly releasing more and more picks and plot synopses and stuff like that. Today, in fact, they came out with a handful of these, and we're recording on a Monday, so
yeah.
It kind of dates. We'll see how long it takes me to get this episode out. They've shown more of his armor, and it is going to be more gold than red. It looks more like the Extremis armor from the comics, and the villain is Mandarin. They did a teaser pic of Ben Kingsley, formerly known as Gandhi. as the Mandarin.
Yeah, what's that about Tony Stark ducking from the spotlight?
Yeah, that was just from like a little blip from one of the Marvel, you know, PR people saying that, you know, the movie is going to be more about, you know, going back into the shadows and stuff. And they said, oh, like it's going to be the dark times for him. And they fell in love with, no, not like emotionally. He's just going to be ducking from the spotlight for a bit.
He's going to literally be in the dark.
Yeah. Well, I think what's going to happen is they're going to kind of have him dial back a little bit because he's been Iron Man 2 and Avengers, he was like way just like out there forefront kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to dial that back a little bit. And they've some of the pictures they've teased are a character named Iron Patriot, which is red, white, and blue Iron Man.
Yeah.
And my theory is that they're going to have the guy War Machine.
If they want to dial back Iron Man, why not make a third Iron Man movie?
Well, you got to get that cash, man. Yeah. The sweet, sweet monies.
But maybe we don't need another Iron Man. Maybe there's been enough for a while.
Well, we need another Iron Man because it will finish out Robert Downey Jr.'s contract.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think they're going to put Don Cheadle back in as War Machine and have him transition into a more public superhero.
Yeah.
With, you know,
Iron Patriot.
Iron Patriot, yeah. And they're tying Mandarin in with the terrorist group from the first movie, which were called the Ten Rings, which Mandarin
has ten rings,
ten literal alien magic rings of power. Although I don't know if they're going to actually do that in the movies.
They'll probably make it some kind of technology thing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the first thing I thought. But then, you know, you had Thor, who is very much magic.
True.
They've established there's both magic and science in this universe.
Then maybe they won't mess it up. Then.
Yeah, maybe.
After the Avengers being so good, maybe they won't.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was good because it was fun, not because it was real or it was gritty
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that's... As much as I like the Batman movies, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, it is, I'm trying to pick my words. The success of those movies have become a detriment to other DC comic movie properties.
Well, like that Superman movie that they've done the trailer for looks terrible because it's too gritty.
Gritty and realistic. Two things Superman should not be at all. And the same thing with the new Arrow on CW. It's like equal parts Christopher Nolan's Batman and Smallville.
Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's I guess it's a lot of shaky. It's like Smallville with shaky cam.
Oh, that's a shame because I like Green Arrow.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool character.
Yeah, he's not bad. But
I like archers.
Mm. Despite how implausable they are.
Yeah.
I mean, you got guys with guns.
Yeah.
Automatic guns. They just point and fire, and this guy's got to draw out of. An arrow. It has to be the right one. Pull it back, aim, and fire. While someone's going, and that's a gun. That's me doing a gun sound.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so. but no, I mean, they need to take a page out of the Marvel, and you do something just light and fun.
Yeah,
and.
Because this is blasphemy, but I have not watched any of the Nolan Batman movies except for a little bit of the beginning of Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah?
And I, like, couldn't take it seriously because they were taking it so seriously.
Yeah, that's part of it, for sure. I mean, definitely check them out. I mean,
I plan on watching all of them.
Yeah, they're definitely worth seeing. But
I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, it's more than anything just to see how, where, you know... Marvel's, or not Marvel's, but DC and Warner Brothers, things are going to go.
Yeah.
Because Warner Brothers, if there's one thing that they know how to do is how to exploit something that worked once.
Yeah. but did you see what Cartoon Network did to DC Nation a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't see.
They didn't play it.
Really?
For no good reason.
Oh.
And the only thing they've said about it is new episodes of Green Lantern in January.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, it was scheduled to play. It was on people's cable guides.
Huh.
You know, Green Lantern and Young Justice. Gone.
Very weird.
They played that weekend. They played that DreamWorks Dragons show.
Oh.
Instead.
The show?
Yeah.
Because the movie's good.
I've heard it's good.
The movie is very good, but the show, yeah, the show. All right. Huh. Well, speaking of, since we're on the topic of that, we have a quick, I pulled a couple of quick hits here. One of them that kind of ties in, Warner Brothers has announced that they're going to try to get a Justice League movie out by the summer of 2015 in direct competition with Avengers 2.
That's not a good idea.
And not a good idea, because what Justice League is going to do, essentially, they're going to pull a reversed Avengers. They're going to do one with all the characters and then do single movies spinning off from that.
Yeah.
And while I think that game plan is good, putting it up against Avengers 2 is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, there is no Earth where Justice... I mean, I love DC. I prefer the DC characters to the Marvel characters. That's just the way I am. There is no parallel universe where Justice League will do better than Avengers 2.
Yeah.
None. And two, if you have, you know, Avengers 2, which is a big, huge, big blockbuster superhero movie, Justice League with a big, huge blockbuster superhero movie, I'm sure they're going to roll out a bunch more independent stuff. I'm sure Ant-Man's probably going to fall in there somewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to saturate the market to the point where people are going to stop caring about superhero movies.
Yeah, they're not. And they were almost at that point earlier before the Avengers was so good. I think.
Yeah. Avengers really kind of brought it back out because it was so good.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that, you know, this might be, when look back on it, might be one of the nails in the coffin of the superhero genre. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody needs to make a good video game movie, but that's another conversation.
Well, that's not going to happen because video game movies are inherently bad.
Yeah.
You've seen Super Mario Brothers, right?
That's a great movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bob Hoskins.
I love that movie.
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo as Luigi. Spanish Luigi.
Okay, it's an awful movie, but I still like it for how awful it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the same thing with Street Fighter for me.
Oh, yeah,
that movie is great. That movie is awesome in its terribleness.
I'm trying to think of a video game movie that I liked, other than the Dead or Alive movie, which I liked. Because it knew what Dead or Alive was and that it was stupid and it's cheesecakey, and that's what the movie was.
Yeah, yeah. The Tekken movie's not very good. Not good at all.
Tekken's not very good.
No, Tekken's not very good.
When I saw Mortal Kombat when I was a kid, I liked it, but it's probably
terrible.
As a
kid, yeah. Why is it that fighting games get the movies?
I don't know. Because they're narratively, like, there's lore and stuff there, but there's no big movie stories, I don't think, because they have to tie them in with fighting. Like, the stories don't make sense in the games themselves half the time.
Yeah, right.
People fighting for no reason.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, they need to make a good game movie. That's not Resident Evil.
Yeah. Those aren't good anyway.
I know they're not good anyway, but yeah.
They're probably the most passable.
Right.
Silent Hill wasn't bad.
Well, because they've gotten so far away from the game plots that they're just kind of just generic.
Yeah, action
zombie monster movies with Mila Jovovich jumping around.
Yeah. Yeah. Silent Hill was decent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about the new one. There's a new one coming out. If they would just do a video game movie based on a video game that has a big story, like where the story is the big deal in the game, like Metal Gear, which they are doing the movie of, or like a Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I tell you, there's a guy who does independent films, and he did one of Mega Man.
Oh, yeah, that Mega Man movie.
That Mega Man was excellent. He's working on a Sonic one now. Actually, I think I ran an article like 6 months ago on it. I haven't looked back into it.
I wonder if that'll be any good.
Well, Jaleel White's doing the voice of Sonic, so I mean,
that'll be enough to keep you going through the whole movie. Uh-huh. Like,
oh yeah, Chilla Dogs.
Chilla Dogs.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to move on to a couple more of these quick things here?
Sure.
All right. Just real quick, there's the Wayans brothers are back at it with the horror movie spoof films called A Haunted House. Pretty generic. It's co-written by the Wayans and Nick Swardson, who I know from Benchwarmers as the guy who was afraid of sunlight.
Or he played that character on Reno 911.
With
Terry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Terry.
It's probably the only funny thing he ever really did.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is pretty much a scary movie. which is funny because it's going to be coming out in competition with Scary Movie 5, a franchise that they started and now have nothing to do with.
I hate those movies.
I really do, too. Not a one of them were good.
No. It brought back the spoof movie, and none of those spoof movies were good either.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, comic superhero movie and epic movie. And
yeah, date movie.
Movie. Yeah, I was going to say a spoof of the spoof movies.
Yeah.
Be totally serious.
What was one with the Spartans? Meet the Spartans.
Oh, my God. Meet the Spartans was terrible. Awful.
Oh, let's see if Samantha was here. She could tell a story about how she had to see that in theaters.
Why'd you have to see that in theaters?
It was when she'd first started to go to Kent, and her roommate was like, you want to go see a movie? And she's like, okay, because, you know, you want to hang out with people, meet people.
Yeah.
That's the movie they saw.
Oh, my God.
She was just like, kill me.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks. Well, speaking of movies that are going to suck, if you haven't noticed, I pulled a lot of my news from movie sites today. They are going to be working on reviving the Ernest film franchise with Son of Ernest. Hey, Vern, how terrible is this going to be?
It's just a bad idea from the start because the guy's dead.
Yeah, Jim Varney's dead. I mean, you know, there's only one person who can be Ernest.
And that's Ernest.
And that's Ernest. terrible.
This movie is not Ernest in the slightest.
No. I'm Ernest in my review of Son of Ernest.
Why would they think that was a good idea? Nobody wants to see more of those.
Well, someone must, because they're making it. Someone must have wanted to see it enough to go, hey, that would be a good idea for a movie.
So, got a lot of money. Let's make this happen.
So who would they cast as Ernest?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
What if they do like they did with Orville Redenbacher and just use old footage of Ernest to
and
CG?
Pastes, and CG paste his head on some dude's body?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh. Yikes. Yikes.
And all his dialogue will just be things he's already said chopped together.
Hey, Vern. Ernest Scared Stupid is still one of my favorite horror Halloween movies, though.
I haven't ever seen it.
It is.
I don't think I've seen any of the Ernest movies, actually.
There were some scenes in Ernest Scared Stupid that was legitimately frightening as a child. Yeah.
They literally scared you stupid.
They did a good job. They attempted it anyway. No, Ernest. There was Ernest Scared Stupid. There was Ernest Goes to Camp. Ernest in Africa. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's
Ernest
a thing.
Ernest Goes to the Library.
Yeah.
There was The Simpsons where it was they were going to the movies, and one of the movies was Ernest Goes Somewhere Inexpensive.
Yeah. I thought it was like Ernest Goes to the Library, or the other movie, Ernest Doesn't Go to the Library, and it's just the posters of him sitting at home.
Maybe that was Family Guy.
That might have been Family
Guy. I think that was Family
Guy. Okay, yeah. Okay, okay. But
Ernest doesn't go to the library.
I've been talking a lot. You pick the next one.
So talk about that Superman thing? I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about that Superman thing. The one of the two original creators of Superman, Joe Shuster, his family, his heirs, tried to sue Warner Brothers for back pay, which is a common thing with the Siegel and Schusters, because historically they were paid $130 for Superman in 1939.
Oh, wow.
And ever since then, they have been fighting in battles with Warner and DC over getting money, especially with this movie coming out.
Yeah.
And everything. And a court ruled that the Schusters do not have a stake in Superman anymore because in 1992, after the death of Joe Schuster, his sister, who I believe he was not on the best speaking terms with, came to them and said, I will sell you our half of Superman for you guys to pay off Joe's estate's debts and $25,000 a year for the rest of his sister's natural life. And they said, sure, great, that sounds good. So, yeah, they do not, the Schusters do not own Superman anymore. And they can't make any more, they cannot make claims for any more money.
On Superman.
Anymore, yeah. And there was, you know, I'm not a lawyer, I don't know law and stuff, but there was a copyright law in 1976, which grants the contributing party to a copyright firm to terminate a contract at the end of the natural life of whoever the contract was with. So when, because this is Schuster's nephew trying to get bleed Warner Brothers dry. And they said, no, after your I think it was either mom or aunt died, that's it.
That's where it is.
We own DC, and that's it. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it seems fair. I mean, if they sold Superman originally for however much money, then that should be all they get. Because
I mean, they didn't sell it as a giant, you know, multi-million dollar property. They sold it as, you know, a funny book in 1930.
And they should have not did that. If they wanted to keep a hold of Superman, they should have not sold him.
Yeah, and I tell you what it contains, what it pertains to are the first handful of issues of Superman and anything that was created there. Krypton, Lana Lang, Lois Lane, Lex Luthor, Metropolis, Daily Bugle. And Superman. And they also, I guess they also developed Superboy. So they would have the rights to Superboy.
Huh.
And the Jerry Siegel, when they hit their, because they've been locked in legal battles for years over this stuff because they didn't sell out their half for anything. When at the height of their lawsuit, DC actually pulled their Superboy book.
Wow.
And sent Superman off-world and put in Action Comics a different character because they didn't know if they were going to lose Superman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious stuff.
Because in theory, if the Siegels would have won that case, they could have pulled all of Superman's licensing, anything tied with Krypton, you know, Jimmy Olsen and take it to like Marvel or take it to IDW. Then again, that Superman wouldn't have heat vision. He wouldn't have flight. He wouldn't have ice breath. It's just be high jumping super strength.
Yeah, it's so weird how certain concepts are part of the copyright and some aren't.
Yeah.
It's messed up. It's like one of those things, business getting in on the creative stuff and just messing it all up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, these guys weren't businessmen. They didn't know. They were just, you know, a couple kids from Cleveland who were just, you know, hey, I'm gonna throw something together and make a few bucks during the Depression. So, I mean, they didn't know. And on the flip side of that, Stan Lee Media is suing Disney and Marvel because they claim they have the rights to all of Stan Lee's characters.
Which is all that Marvel has.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But here's the twist. Stan Lee has nothing to do with this.
Oh.
In the early 90s, I'm going from memory on this, so I might be a little off, but in the early 90s, Stan Lee was not working for Marvel anymore, and he created a new company called Stan Lee Media. Put out a bunch of books there. He did, that's Stripperella, where the big one. He also did something with the Backstreet Boys as superheroes. I remember that because it was one of the first online cartoons that I had seen.
Huh.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
And it had a Burger King toy tie-in. I remember that. Yeah. But it turned out that Stan Lee Media was a big scam. They were defrauding investors and all this stuff.
Oh.
And Stan Lee dropped them.
Just got it, yeah.
Got out. And but Stan Lee Media is still around, and they claim that he has a bar napkin contract where he signed over the rights to all of his Marvel characters to Stan Lee Media.
Yeah, no. No.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's interesting that they brought this up now because of all of the cash that they're planning to make with the Avengers movies. I think what their goal is, they're just going to try hammering this stuff until Disney says, you know what? Here's a boatload of cash. Here's a bucket.
Shut up. Leave us alone.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
Here's some money.
Here's an oil tanker full of cash. Go away. So, yeah. So, you know, legal problems, you know, legal cast. Yeah. That's us. Comic book legal cast.
Your law authority.
Yeah.
Do not take legal advice from PizzaCast. We are not a...
We're not lawyers.
We're not lawyers.
We're terrified of lawyers.
We got Amazing Spider-Man 2 on here.
Yeah, this is real quick. Yeah, well, they're kind of doing some hints on what the next the plot for it's going to be. And it's looking like it might be the death of Gwen Stacy. It
makes sense, because, I mean, they put her in the spotlight real big with the last
one.
You think they, you know, that's a big Spider-Man story.
Yeah, and it looks like they've cast Mary Jane Watson. Her name is Shailene Woodley. She was in that movie The Descendants with George Clooney. The one about, okay, it's a good movie. I mean, it's not comic booky at least, or funny. There are some funny bits, but it's a good movie. I don't know. She looks a little young, especially when she's going to be, you know, she's like 19 acting around, you know, 26-year-old, you know, Emma Stone and all
weird.
This. I mean, she looks young. I'm not sure if she's going to fit in, but she's a good enough actress, so I don't know. But it's looking like the Green Goblin might be coming in, and it might be the death of Gwen Stacy, which is a shame because Emma Stone is so...
Yeah.
So hot.
Yeah. That kind of sucks that she won't be in Spider-Man after that.
Yeah.
But it's an important plot point in the Spider-Man canon.
Yeah, because what we need is a sad, mopey, my girlfriend just died Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
All right, we got one last little thing here, and it's going to be on a good note. Cody, why don't you hop on that, because I've been talking.
Hop on what? Kaboom Studios, the people that brought you the Adventure Time comics and also the Marceline comic. After the Marceline comic is done, I guess they're going to do a Fiona and Cake one, which is spectacular. And it's made even better by the fact that Natasha Allegri is doing it.
Yeah.
She works on Adventure Time, and she basically created the gender swap characters.
Yeah,
so.
No, this is good. This is really good.
It's going to be good stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be excellent. I know we talked about it on an earlier cast.
Yeah, when it was like rumors.
When it was just a one sheet.
Yeah, an image that they released.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I mean, we called it. We figured it was going to be a six issue. It wasn't going to be an ongoing.
Yeah, we called it.
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. That's right.
Pizza cast.
Seeing the future of Kaboom Comics.
Oh, yeah, of comics mostly for children. Pizza cast.
Pizza cast. Yeah. So, but no, it's It's really cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad it's a six issue because, again, I don't think the gender swaps can hold an entire.
No, it's not different enough.
Yeah.
Although maybe she could make it different enough. I don't know. Well, you know.
Yeah. So do you think the backups in it are going to be gender swaps as well?
I don't know. I would hope so because it would only make sense.
With Lumpy Space Prince.
Yeah. I wonder who they'll get for the backups because they pulled a lot of great talent for.
Yeah, honestly, I'm waiting for Mike and Jerry from Penny Arcade to do something.
That would be cool.
Because Jerry's or Mike's done a cover. He did a alt cover for like issue 3, I think, and it looked really good. Except for Finn had giant buck teeth. But no, I mean I wouldn't be surprised if they eventually do something with the backups.
They pick the best webcomics artists and
stuff. They really do.
The Nedroid guy did a really good one. Yeah. Kate Leth, Liz Prince.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't gotten, like, Scott Kurtz or Chris Straub or any of them yet.
And I'm surprised there's been no Kate Beaton.
Well, you know, they're not all strong female characters, so... And there's no history.
Well, like, there's no history.
There's no history, and she can't, you know, take a bite out of superhero comics with it, so...
Yeah. Well, her and Meredith Grant are, like, good buddies, and Meredith Grant does the Marceline comic, so
that's
I'm
true.
Surprised it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Plus, I think I've seen her doodle Adventure Time characters before on Twitter.
Oh, well, there you go. But, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You know, I don't have it here, but... You know they're doing a My Little Pony comic, right?
Yeah. Where is that? Why is that not out yet?
I don't know why it's not out yet. It's going to be through IDW. It's not Kaboom.
Yeah.
So
still.
Which means they can eventually cross over with Transformers and G.I. Joe and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles if they ever want to.
Well, they already crossed over with G.I. Joe one time.
That's right.
Did we talk about that on here?
I don't think we talked about it on here. I think it's one of the lost bonus contents. But yeah, no, it was like a deleted scene from the My Little Pony, the movie. Like the original.
Yeah.
Where I think it was, I don't know, Teleporty Pie or whatever.
Teleporty Pie.
Was jumping from universe
Pinky
to universe.
Pinky Ports.
Pinky Ports, yeah. Going from universe to universe. And one of them, she teleported very quickly in front of a clearly drunk shipwreck. He like rubs his eyes and like looks around and like looks at his bottle and smashes it because he's like, I'm not drinking anymore. Floating pink ponies. What the hell?
But that comic's going to be good, I would hope.
It's going to be good. Yeah. I'll let you get that one, though, because, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm secure in my masculinity, but I don't think I can spend money on a
My Little Pony. And we all know I've spent plenty of money on My Little Pony merchandise.
Yes,
so.
You have. Your car is full of that crap, man.
My car is full of tiny plastic ponies.
You got a pony problem, my friend.
Yeah, well, I bought a lot of the blind bag ones. I don't know why. Speaking of which, when is the third season of that? It should be any day now.
Soon. I don't know. Yeah. I don't get the hub, so I don't follow it. I know they've started filming the Aquabats second season.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's I'm glad they got the second season.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured they probably would.
Yeah.
Because the hub seems to like them. And,
it doesn't seem like it takes a lot of money to make their stuff. Yeah, so... Like
the hub always uses the Aquabats in their promotional stuff, mm-hmm. and like they seem to get and respect the show. Yeah. So,
although I'm curious how much of that is them trying to get the rights to Yo Gabba Gabba eventually when it comes up from Nickelodeon.
I don't know.
Yeah, if they're trying to get in good, you know, real good with the Aquabats folks to get
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's the best thing they've got on Nickelodeon kid shows.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, I think that's all we have for this break. So when we come back, we're going to do something. Maybe ask PXT again.
Yeah.
That was pretty good last time,
yeah,
right?
Well, last time, right, guys? Hopefully there's no crackling.
I'm assuming that it was good.
Yeah.
Because it made us laugh, and we haven't heard any negative comments about it. Haven't heard any comments about it, but you know, whatever.
Seriously, comment on things we do.
Yeah.
So we know to keep doing them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we're back from that break. We said we were going to do Ask PXT, but we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I think we're just going to finish it out for the night.
Yeah.
So, let's go. Let's roll through our contact stuff. Go.
Go. I am at PXT_Cody on Twitter.
Yep. And I'm at Robot Caveman on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/
Pizza Extreme Team.
Mm-hmm. You can check us out each and every day, or at least a couple times a week.
At PizzaExtremeTeam.com.
Yep. And do you want to do anything with your
comic? I started a webcomic called Tales from Retail Hell. I don't want to talk too much about it, though, because I haven't had the plot, so I haven't set it all up in the comic yet. So.
But you can at least give them the web address to go to.
TalesFromRetailHell.com or RetailHell.PizzaExtremeTeam.com.
Yeah, whichever one works better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to update it sometime this week with the next one, so keep an eye out for that.
Good deal. And the site's not – it doesn't look pretty yet, but I'm working on it. So,
this is web wizardry.
Yeah. Web-zardry.
Web alchemy. He's alchemizing the CSS styles.
PHP! You can't see it, but I'm holding an invisible wizard wand while saying PHP. Web scripting. All right. Let's see. We did the site. We did the pod. You know what? If you're listening to this on iTunes, go to iTunes. Give us a review and a star rating. Even if it's not 5, I'd like it to be 5.
Actually, just do it 5.
Yeah, do a 5. Do us a solid, you know.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you probably know us. So
yeah, give us 5 stars.
You know, help us out.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, and email us at staff@pizzaextremeteam.com.
With anything.
We are desperate
for... We will talk about it on the show.
Yeah, anything at all. Doesn't matter. So,
If you got an idea for something you'd like us to write about, even on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so I guess that's it. So for PizzaCast, I'm Sam.
I'm Cody. And we'll be back next time with Ask PXT.
Yeah.
Since definitely. We kind of... lied about it today.
That's right. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, we'll do an extra good one next time.
That's right. Pizza out.
Pizza out.